Currently, there are two great musical revivals on Broadway, with songs by the late composer Jerry Bock and one of our next guests, lyricist Sheldon Harnick. One of the shows is among the most famous in Broadway history, Fiddler on the Roof. The other is the lesser-known but quite wonderful She Loves Me, which opened on Thursday. Also with us is the director of this revival of She Loves Me, Scott Ellis. It's a production of the Roundabout Theater, where Ellis is the associate artistic director and where he directed the 1993 revival of the same show. She Loves Me is set in Budapest in 1934, but you'll relate if you've ever used a dating app. The two main characters, George and Amalia, have just started working together in a shop that sells perfumes, soaps, and cosmetics. They're rivals and snipe at each other at work. They don't know that they've each responded to a personal ad and have fallen in love with the person with whom they're corresponding. These ads were anonymous, and so are the letters they've been writing, so neither of them realizes they're actually corresponding with and falling in love with each other. Let's start with the opening song, which is set in the perfumery where they both work. It's morning, and they're just arriving at the shop. The song is called Good Morning, Good Day.
Good morning,
good day.
How are you this beautiful day? Isn't this a beautiful morning?
Very.
Hey, see, boss, how's this?
That's a very elegant pose, but is all that elegance necessary?
And why not? I represent Marichex, don't I? We're not a butcher shop or a hardware store. We're a perfumery, and that means we're
stylish.
That's it.
With a quiet dignity.
Yes, and we get the tilt of our hats right.
That's right.
When I ride my bike, people see what Marichek's like. So I think it's very important that I look my best. Here comes Miss Ritter.
Miss Ritter.
Good morning.
Good day.
How are you this glorious day? Have you seen a lovelier morning?
Never.
It's too nice a day to be inside shuffling soap. I have no more energy whatsoever. Does anybody mind if I take the day off?
Sheldon Harnick, Scott Ellis, welcome to Fresh Air. Congratulations on this new production. I so thoroughly enjoyed it. So let's start with the opening song that we just heard, and then we'll kind of pull back and talk about this new revival. Sheldon Harnick, what was your job with the opening song that sets the scene for the whole show?
It was to set the style of the show, which was an intimate show, and to introduce the people who worked in the shop as economically as possible. Also, because this was not a huge show with a lot of big numbers, stylistically, it seemed useful to introduce the audience to that at the very top of the show.
Scott, you directed a revival of She Loves Me back in 1993, and now you're doing it again. Why did you do it in 93, and why did you want to do it a second time?
I did it in 93. Todd Hames from The Roundabout had called me in and said, I'm interested in working with you, and do you have something you're interested in doing? And She Loves Me was something that I grew up with, you know, listening to show albums. I didn't know the book as well, but the score was just stunning. So I said to him, do you know this show called She Loves Me? And he didn't know it. And I said, you should look at this. And he did, and he said, okay, let's do this. And that's how it started. Then jump ahead for this past one is that because it's the 50th anniversary of Roundabout, and She Loves Me actually started the whole musical theater program at Roundabout. So Todd wanted to celebrate that. And I had no interest in doing it, just none.
Thanks
a lot. I know. I mean, I just thought, why am I going to do this? I did it once, and it did very well, and it was a joyful, wonderful experience. And I just thought, oh, I don't think it's just not what I should be doing. But I agreed to do a benefit for the Roundabout. And I think you were there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were there. And I just fell in love with the show all over again. So I made myself a deal. I said, I will do this, but I will not repeat one thing I did in the revival 23 years ago.
And that's why the dialogue is all different
and
now.
And that's all dialogue. Actually, that's very true. The only thing that doesn't change is dialogue and the songs. Everything else on that stage is completely different.
Give us an example of something that you rethought for this new revival.
Well, the set. The set is completely different. And when I sat down with David Rockwell, we talked about Budapest and the environment. We talked about color. And we talked about literally the jewel box of the perfumery, where everything takes place within that world and outside of that world. And that's what sort of started the re-look at this. And the curtain goes up and you see the perfumery, and then it opens up like a jewel box and it closes up like a jewel box. And that's sort of the beginning of how we started approaching this.
And Scott did something else which made my blood run cold when he told me he was going to do it. He said, in order to make it interesting for myself, I have to do new things. So I'm not going to use the Don Walker orchestrations. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, Scott, but they're brilliant. They're wonderful. What are you going to do? He said, I'm getting Larry Hockman. I thought, oh, Larry Hockman. Well, that's good. So anyway, we had the first orchestra reading, and I went to it with my teeth clenched, thinking, have we lost those Don Walker orchestrations only to be replaced by something that's not as good? And they were wonderful. They're just wonderful new orchestrations. So that worked.
When you were working on this new revival, Scott, and also on the 93 revival of She Loves to Me, how closely did you work with Sheldon Harnick, the lyricist, who is joining us today? And what did you want to know from him? I mean, you're so lucky to be doing this fabulous revival and having the lyricist available to talk with.
Well, it's different this time around than it was the first time, only because we've done it once. There's a trust there. We were happy with how it all worked out the first time. So I'll go back to the first time I did it, and remembering that I was not that experienced. It was my first Broadway show. But what I do remember with all of them, all three of them, and Jerry was alive at that time, it was a terrific collaboration, and they showed me a great deal of respect. I just remember, even at that time of my life, thinking, wow, these incredibly talented, you know, successful writers are actually just sitting down and we're collaborating.
What did they tell you that you wouldn't have known just working on your own?
Here's a really good example of what happened this revival. Sheldon came in during rehearsals when we were in the rehearsal room and watched some of the numbers and the scenes, and he gave a few notes and it was all great. Everyone was fine. Joe came in. He had not been in the rehearsal
room. This is Joe Masteroff, who wrote the book.
During Masteroff, yes, who wrote the book. And he had not been in. So I said, please come in while we're teching. So he sat down and we did a scene and then we did a number tonight at 8. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm sort of happy with how things are going, and it's over with. Okay, that's good. I go up to Joe, and I said, yeah, so Joe, you know, what do you think? And again, this is someone that I've worked together and trust. And he looked at me and says, that doesn't work. And I was like, whoa, what? And I can still get crushed in a second. I said, what, Joe? He said, well, I'm sorry I'm saying that, you know, but it's just a gut thing that's not correct for that character. I was like, okay, Joe, what do you mean? I'm thinking, Joe, I've done this. I understand this piece. And what he said was so 100% right. I had allowed Zach, as we were exploring George and the character, and Zach was exploring being a little goofier in this song, and he sort of fell on the floor, and he was sat on the counter, and he twirled, and he did a lot of stuff. And Joe said very simply, he said, he wouldn't do that in this shop. He respects and loves this shop too much to get on the floor, to spin on that counter that he polishes all day. And I thought, oh my God, you are exactly right. And we changed the whole thing. I went back to Zach and I said, I've made a mistake. And Joe sort of pointed that out. And if that's not a really clear vision of something in his gut that he understood about this character, he says, absolutely right. And it made a huge difference.
Well, since you mentioned the song Tonight at 8, I thought we should hear it. And we do have a little snippet from the new revival. So we can hear that with the actor who you were talking about, Zachary Levi. And so this is the song Tonight at 8, when he's getting ready to meet this person who he basically found through a personal ad, and they've been corresponding anonymously, and he's planning to actually meet her tonight at 8. He's nervous and excited. Here's Zachary Levi from the new production of She Loves Me.
I wish I knew exactly how I'll act and what will happen when we dine tonight at 8. I know I'll drop the silverware, but will I spill the water or the wine tonight at 8? Tonight I'll walk right up and sit right down beside the smartest girl in town, and man, it's anybody's guess.
less, more and more, I'm breathing less and less. My imagination, I can hear our conversation taking shape tonight at 8. I'll sit there saying absolutely nothing, or I'll chatter like an ape tonight at 8. 2 more minutes, 3 more seconds, 10 more hours to go. I'll know when this is done, if something's ended or begun, and if it goes all right, who knows, I might propose tonight at 8.
That's Zachary Levi in the new production, the new revival of She Loves Me on Broadway. My guest, Sheldon Harnick, wrote the lyrics to that show, as well as the lyrics for Fiddler on the Roof, which is also in revival on Broadway. Also with us is Scott Ellis, who directed this new roundabout production of She Loves Me and did the roundabout revival in 1993. The original show is from 1963. So, okay, one of my favorite lines from the song we just heard, more and more I'm breathing less and less, his description of his anxiety. Do you remember writing that, Sheldon?
I remember almost getting killed writing that. To me, it always sounded kind of French. I just couldn't wait to put lyrics to it. I knew that it should be for George, and I started to work on it. And I find that what helps me to write is when I walk. We have a swimming pool out in the country, and also I swim. And that helps, for some reason, to stimulate lyrics. So I'm walking, and I'm singing to myself, and working on the lyric. And all of a sudden, I hear this loud horn. And I turn around, and I'm 2 inches away from a huge truck. I was crossing the street, and I was working on the lyric, and I paying no attention. And this guy slammed on his brakes and honked his horn, and he looked at me, and he swore at me. And I looked at him. I said, it's okay. It's okay. I got the lyric.
The rest is history.
That's hysterical. So, Sheldon Harnick, I know you had hoped that this would be a big hit when it opened in 1963. I mean, everybody who works on a musical hopes it's going to be a hit. And although it's now acknowledged as, like, you know, a jewel of a musical, a perfect musical, it closed in 9 months. And
it was a heartbreaking experience. We opened, and we got very good reviews. And I thought to myself, fine, we'll have a 2-year run for sure. But after 6 months, business began to fall off, and we couldn't figure out why. Now, it's true that this was a time of big musicals, and we were a small musical, an intimate musical. The headline in the Theater Review in Time magazine, the headline for it was The Quiet One. And apparently, it was too quiet for too many audiences. They weren't used to that. So business just began to dwindle. And sure enough, by 8.5 or 9 months later, we closed. And I think we lost, if I remember right, the producer lost his entire investment.
Oh, you're kidding.
So the show had closed. I was so upset that at the Grammys, I didn't go because I thought, well, we're going to lose again and I don't want to be heart sick again. But at the Grammys, the show won for Best New Show Album in that year. At any rate, a year went by without any productions. And all of us who had been associated with it loved it. So we were all heartsick. And then there was a production at Bucks County. And to our surprise, the cast wrote a letter to Joe Mastroff and Jerry Bock and me. And the letter said, we don't understand why this didn't work on Broadway. Our audiences love it. And then there weren't many productions over the years, but every so often there'd be a production and we'd get this letter. And little by little, we realized that She Loves Me had developed the reputation as a cult show, that there was a small cult of people who really loved this show. And that's the way it was up until Scott revived it in 1993. And that production got love letters from the critics. And the following year, we had 60 productions. And so that's what catapulted the show into the mainstream. It was extraordinarily gratifying.
So the show was not a hit. It closed in 9 months. But there was a big hit song that came out of the show, the title song, She Loves Me. Jack Jones had a big hit of it. And I will confess here that when I was growing up, I really did not like that version of the song. I started to love the song when I heard the cast recordings. So let's hear She Loves Me, and let's play the 1993 revival version that Scott Ellis directed. Boyd Gaines, who sings the role on this, won a Tony Award for his performance. And then we'll talk more about the song.
she loves me, and to my amazement, I love it, knowing that she loves me. She loves me, true, she doesn't show it. How could she, when she doesn't know it? Yesterday she loathed me, bah, now today she likes me, ha, and tomorrow, tomorrow. The urge to touch her. I'm speechless, or I mustn't tell her. It's wrong now, but it won't be long now. Before my love discovers that she and I are lovers, imagine how surprised she's bound to be.
That's Boyd Gaines in the 1993 revival of She Loves Me. My guests are Scott Ellis, who directed that revival and the new revival on Broadway. And also with me is Sheldon Harnick, who wrote the lyrics for this musical, She Loves Me, which originally opened in 1963. So let's talk about this song, Sheldon Harnick. It's sung by the leading man when he realizes that he and this woman who have been anonymously corresponding through a Miss Lonely Hearts kind of arrangement are actually falling in love, and he knows who she is, but she doesn't yet know that he is the person she was anonymously corresponding with. Anyways, one outstanding line in this is, "My teeth ache from the urge to touch her." Have your teeth ever ached that like that?
Yeah, that's something that happens to me throughout my life when I've seen a particularly pretty girl. For some reason, my back teeth are very sensitive, and so I put that in the lyric. I thought it works for me.
Maybe it works for other people.
Right. Of course, now I don't have those teeth anymore, but wherever they are, when they see a pretty girl, I'm sure they hurt.
So you know, Sheldon Harnick, what you think of the show. You know what you think of this particular revival of the show. Are you going to care what the reviews say?
I'm thin-skinned enough, so I regret to say I will care. I shouldn't, and particularly because we've had now, about 4 weeks of previews on this She Loves Me, and the consensus of everybody who's seen it is that it's gorgeous. So they should get good reviews. But if the reviews are mean or if they're mean-spirited, I will be very upset, very hurt by it.
Well, I want to congratulate you both on this revival of She Loves Me. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Sheldon Harnick and Scott Ellis speaking with Terry Gross. Sheldon Harnick wrote the lyrics for the 1963 musical She Loves Me. Scott Ellis directed the new Roundabout Theater revival of the show, which opened in New York on Thursday. Fresh Air Weekend is produced by Heidi Simon. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shurrock, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Sheehan, Teresa Madden, and Thea Challoner. Molly C.V. Nesper is our associate producer of online media. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bean Cooley.